Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Welcome to part two of this two-part episode where I predict the 20 biggest draft steals of the 2018 NFL Draft in descending order from 20 to 1. In the previous episode, I went through players 20 through 11 who I projected as the biggest draft steals. On today's episode, I'm going to go 10 through 1. And every year, and this is why I love doing this kind of format of show, is because every year there are players that people sleep on, that for whatever reason they don't see everything they need in the player, and maybe sometimes it's a system fit, maybe it's something else, but every year you have teams with all these NFL scouts and they're consistently sleeping on guys that are tremendous talents. And they're drafting players that are complete busts. So my point is that NFL teams don't have everything figured out. I'm not going to say that I have everything figured out, but what I will tell you is this, is for years I've been predicting draft steals, I've been predicting home run picks, and I've been predicting busts with a lot of accuracy. Now, if you go back a few years from now, if you go ahead a few years from now and look back to today, and you look at these next 10 players that I'm going to talk about, telling you, go back and listen to this, because these players, I believe most of them are going to make the Pro Bowl at some point in their career. That's how confident I feel about the players that I'm going to talk to you about. So put my money where my mouth is. Maybe there's not any real money, but I'm telling you, these guys right here have true talent, and I believe that most of them will be successful at the next level. All right, my 10th biggest draft steal is cornerback Mike Hughes from the University of Central Florida. Here's what I love about Mike Hughes is that he is still developing and learning how to be a cornerback, yet, in my opinion, he is the best on tape when I look at him, and he was certainly, in my opinion, the best in terms of how they performed at the combine. I'm talking about how smooth and how good they looked in the drills. This guy already, I believe, can cover Pro Bowl receivers at a high level. The only time this guy ever, you know, had any kind of coverage issues was just based on knowledge. So as this guy continues to grow and get his knowledge, I believe he is going to be the best cornerback that is drafted in this year's class, although I think cornerback is the deepest position we have this year, and there's going to be a number of good cornerbacks. I believe Mike Hughes is going to be the best, and I don't believe he's going to be the first drafted. He might be somewhere between the third to fifth cornerback drafted, and considering all that, you know, I just think that, you know, he's going to be a big-time draft steal. Look, you put this guy in the slot, you ask him to cover on the outside, you know, this guy is going to continue getting better, and that is why Mike Hughes is my 10th projected biggest draft steal. All right, so moving on to my 9th biggest draft steal is offensive lineman Isaiah Wynn out of Georgia. He is someone that, just like other players on this list, you got to make sure you use him correctly. And here's what I mean by that. A mistake I've seen NFL teams make over the past few years, and there's a few I can give you, but as a New York Giants fan, I'll give you this one. Ereck Flowers was drafted, and everyone coming out of college knew that his natural position really was at either guard or right tackle. Yeah, he's big enough and long enough to play left tackle, but he never got projected as that. And what they did is Will Beatty, their left tackle, got injured, so they moved him over to left tackle, a position that I don't think he was naturally a fit for, and everyone labeled Flowers as his horrible offensive lineman. Now, I bet you if you watch the Giants this year and you see them move Flowers over to right tackle, which is what it looks like they're doing, I bet you he'll actually be a better player. Isaiah Wynn, I'm worried that he'll fall into that category where a team will play him as a tackle when they really should be playing him as a guard. And that's been the tricky thing for people to evaluate with Isaiah Wynn, the guard out of Georgia, is that He's about 6'2", so he's definitely not tall enough to be a tackle. But, you know, it seems that, you know, people are saying that he has more of the build of a tackle. No, I actually think you got to play him at guard. You don't play a guy that's 6'2" at tackle typically, you know. But Isaiah Wynn is powerful. He is ultra athletic. You know, initially, you know, he's fast out of his stance. I won't say he has elite quickness, but the guy plays with terrific fluid movement. He's very fluid. Again, offensive linemen, they have to have the desired knee bend throughout all of their movement. Playing offensive line, you know, if you don't have that knee bend, it really makes it very difficult. You know, it's something that I didn't necessarily have when I was playing offensive lineman. It's something that you have to work on. So having that naturally really does help. You know, what I like about Isaiah Wynn is that he has tremendous footwork, always runs through contact. He has a tremendous grip. And then he always stays connected to his blocks. He never really, you know, gets disengaged. And he's a finisher. He plays whistle to whistle, very nasty type offensive lineman, always taking, you know, good angles. But I think that, you know, people are worried about his frame, that he might be in between a guard and a tackle. In terms of having the body of a tackle but the height of a guard, no, I really think the guy should play guard in the NFL. And, you know, if you're a team and you're looking for an athletic guard and you have a scheme that can really utilize an athletic guard, this guy is going to be a great fit for your team, and I think a very solid pro at the next level. So you got to use him correctly, and that is my evaluation on my 9th biggest potential draft steal, Isaiah Wynn, the guard from Georgia, who I think will probably go in the early to second round. But if you use him properly, he's someone that I believe can go, you know, around picks 20 to 25. All right, moving on. Sticking with offensive linemen, number 8 is James Daniels, the center out of Iowa. I believe this guy is a Pro Bowl caliber center and one of the best ones to come out in the last few years. He is on my list of 10 guaranteed can't-miss home run prospects. I believe he will get drafted in the first round, but I believe he's going to get drafted late. Look, the guy does everything well, from strength, you know, being able to locate a target and lock on, great knee bend, great hip mobility, always winning the leverage battle, always taking the right angle, great in run blocking and pass blocking. Daniels really does it all. And I believe that if you are someone that is a home run can't miss prospect and you're going to get drafted late in the first round, you are indeed a big draft steal. Unless they're a kicker or a punter. Typically, if you're going to get someone at any position, maybe except, okay, fullback is in there too, but at any other position, for the most part, if you can get them in anywhere in the first round, especially late, that's a pretty good deal for the most part. And, you know, this guy's going to go late, but whoever's picking him up is picking up a very good center. And I see James Daniels making a Pro Bowl within his first few seasons. All right. So for pick number 7, I am going to the defensive line. And the player that I am projecting as the 7th biggest draft steal, once again, he is a scheme player that if you use properly, he can be a tremendous help for you. And that is Maurice Hurst, the defensive tackle out of Michigan. The guy has possibly the fastest hands of any defensive lineman in this year's draft. Tremendous at coming off low, off the ball, you know, is typically going to win the leverage battle, has a variety of pass rush moves. He's very slithery, like a smaller person, but he's bigger. You know, he's super, super quick. I mean, you know, the guy has a variety of pass rush moves. He can help collapse your pocket, but, you know, he is kind of like a defensive tackle D-end hybrid. Where he needs to be put is in a 4-3 system. I do not think that if he is drafted by a team that runs a 3-4 defense, he's gonna be in between. Meaning, if he's drafted by a team that's a 3-4, he's too big to play the zero technique or be a nose tackle, to be, you know, the lone nose tackle or any of that stuff. But, you know, if you put him at defensive end, I don't think he's built for that position as well. He needs to be with someone, he needs to be with another defensive tackle. And if you do that, and you have this guy in the right coaching system, I'm almost guaranteeing you this guy is going to create havoc. Just does everything well. The only thing that we can, you know, really, you know, dock him on is going to be the fact that, you know, he's an in-between player, not really meant to be a 3-4 defensive tackle, not really a defensive end, but he's really going to be a guy that you put him in a 4-3 scheme, put him with another defensive tackle, and the right coaching staff, this guy is going to flourish and he is going to tremendously help you in the pass rush. All right, so moving on to number six, the sixth biggest draft steal, I'm calling it, is the younger brother of safety Eric Reed, that is also a safety, Justin Reed out of Stanford. Justin Reed is a very clean player to evaluate. He probably won't get drafted until late first, early second, but just like his brother, he has tremendous versatility. And actually going back and looking at both of them on tape in college, I believe Justin actually looks like the better player. Not by much, but, you know, from, you know, the sample size I've seen, you know, to me, he actually looks like he's a little bit better. He's NFL ready in terms of his play recognition, his reaction time, you know, naturally just a super athlete, has tremendous range, can run all over the field, can always, you know, is going to be a guy that is always a threat, you know, to pick it off and run the other way with it. Just has tremendous ball skills as a safety. You know, he's physical too. So, I mean, you know, if you need him in the run game, you need him to blitz, the guy can do a variety of different things. So, I don't think he's a scheme fit. I mean, I don't think he's going to be a scheme issue. I think you can play him really on any team and, you know, he's going to fit in well, you know, wherever you use him. He's just that versatile. The only knock on him has been that, sometimes he overcommits. But, you know, I'd rather have a guy that is going to make up his mind quickly than a guy that's indecisive. I believe, you know, what he's been criticized on are things that he can improve on, you know, with coaching. So he's, to me, pretty close to being a can't-miss prospect. I think you can put him on any team, and he's instantly going to make your defense better. All right, going with my five biggest projected draft steals. Number five is Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield, at this point, from what it looks like, is probably going to be the fourth quarterback drafted. Yet, he is, in my opinion, the cleanest quarterback to evaluate in this draft, and the one that I believe will be the best pro. There's a lot of people that go one way in Baker Mayfield, or they go the other way. But if you're really being honest with yourself, most people are knocking on him because of stereotypes I believe that they have in their own mind. So people are stereotyping against him because he's short. He has the build of Johnny Manziel. He has this, you know, I wouldn't say brash or cocky. He's overly confident. And I still believe that he's getting these Johnny Manziel comparisons, and people are going to say saying he's going to be a bust. And there's a lot of people that aren't high on him. But let me just tell you this. You know, I initially thought Sam Darnold was the best quarterback in this year's draft. I put Darnold at number two because the more games I've watched of Mayfield, and I've watched a lot, he is the most accurate quarterback in this draft. One very interesting stat that Pro Football Focus has is they do something called adjusted completion percentage, where they take other things into consideration, you know, when you're throwing the ball away, you know, throwing under pressure, and pretty much in every scenario and every statistic they have, Mayfield is the most accurate quarterback in college football. When I watch him on game film, I see, in my opinion, the NFL comparison, it's not Johnny Manziel, it's actually Russell Wilson. He is the most accurate passer. That is a fact. Watch enough of the tape. I'm telling you, I get it. You know, I believe Josh Rosen's accurate, but, you know, this guy is the most pinpoint accurate quarterback in the draft. People want to knock him and say he's a running quarterback and he's not a pocket passer. That is BS. There's Look, there's, you know, the game of him against Ohio State. There's other games out there. You know, watch him drop back in the pocket. And if you really know how to evaluate a quarterback, he knows what he's doing. Moves around tremendously well in the pocket, very comfortable in there. He can make all different kinds of touch throws. He's not one-dimensional at all. He is a complete thrower of the football as it comes to being an NFL quarterback. He knows when pressure's coming. He knows when to move. He knows when to slide out. You know, I believe that he is the best quarterback in this year's draft, and he's going to be the fourth one drafted. So I got to put him in the top five for that. The reason I don't place him higher is I still believe he's probably going to go in the top 15 to 20 picks. If I thought he was going to go in the second round, then I would rank him higher. But Baker Mayfield, in my opinion, is the fifth biggest potential draft steal in the 2018 NFL draft. All right. So, I just talked about Baker Mayfield, the quarterback, the guy who I just ranked as my fifth biggest potential draft steal of the 2018 draft. Number four is also a quarterback. He is easy for me to evaluate. He's probably not going to go until the fourth or fifth round, and that is Luke Falk, the quarterback from Washington State. He's a senior, he has experience, and he is a true NFL pocket passer. The biggest knock on him are two things. His number one, his arm strength, and his ability to throw outside of the pocket. But I'll tell you, everything else looks really clean to evaluate. And although he doesn't have, you know, elite arm strength by any stretch of the imagination, what he does have is he has great accuracy, great anticipation, and he throws the ball hard, just hard enough that he can make it work. I believe that he's getting really undervalued in terms of the fact that, you know, he's played all 4 years as a starter. Not to say that should make someone, you know, draft higher, but in all 4 years, he's consistently looked more and more like an NFL quarterback. When I go back and look at his game tape, he's really accurate. He senses pressure when it's coming. He's very good at that. He has great accuracy, anticipation, timing. You know, he's not gonna go till later in the draft, and you know, he's someone that can compete for a starting job at some point. So to get a quarterback that late, who I believe, you know, has that kind of potential, that's pretty good. Now I'm gonna tell you this: Josh Allen is going to get drafted in the top 15 picks, and I would take Luke Falk over Josh Allen. So look, he doesn't have the biggest upside. He doesn't have a huge ceiling. But he looks pretty damn reliable. And to get that, a pretty reliable quarterback that could be even more than serviceable in the fourth or fifth round is a draft steal. So that's why Luke Falk, the quarterback from Washington State, is my fourth biggest draft steal. All right, top three now. Two of them are running backs, and I'm going to give you the first one now. Who I believe will be the third biggest draft steal is running back Sonny Michel from Georgia, who I don't believe will get drafted until probably the middle of the second round. When you look at, you know, Sonny Michel, just going back and looking at the game tape, it's really, really consistent. This guy has tremendous vision. He attacks the line of scrimmage with great tenacity, has a tremendous burst. His game speed is a lot faster than his 40 speed. The guy rips through tackles, has great vision. He's super decisive. You know, great second level moves. You know, knows when he has to drop his pads. You know, he just does it. He does it very well. He's very much a great technician that is just also a great football player. I believe this guy, Sonny Michel, will be in the conversation, or could very likely be in the conversation for NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. He's a no-nonsense runner. He has everything. He has vision, burst, physicality. He's always fighting for additional yardage. He makes bigger runs out of plays where they shouldn't be as big runs. You know, he's a complete running back, in my opinion. For some reason, I don't believe he's looked at that. People do say he doesn't have the best lateral burst. I think it's better than what people give him credit for, just watching his game tape. But, you know, that might be the only thing that you can dock him on. But I believe, you know, if you're looking for a great north-south runner, you know, this is a guy that, you know, can instantly make your offense better. All right, top two. My second biggest draft steal is Ronald Jones, the running back from USC. This guy, in my opinion, looks like Jamaal Charles 2.0, and he may not go until the second round. The guy brings everything to the table, has tremendous game speed, can move laterally, can stop on a dime and make you miss, has tremendous vision at all levels. And he's not afraid to be physical, has the home run speed. He's a threat to score, at any time. And in my opinion, he is the second best running back in this draft besides Saquon Barkley and one of the top 10 to 15 best players available. And I don't think he's going to go until, you know, early middle of the second round. This is a guy that I believe can be, I said Sonny Michel. I think he'll probably be in, you know, the conversation for NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. I'm actually quite confident this guy will be. I believe he brings everything to the table that I want to see. Great lateral movement, attacks the line of scrimmage. There's really not much, in my opinion, that's missing from his game. He also can be very versatile as a pass-catching back as well. So Ronald Jones, he is going to be a weapon for whatever team gets him, and that's why he is my second biggest draft steal. All right, so my number one biggest draft steal is tight end Dalton Schultz from Stanford. Here's why. I promise you, if you really truly look at it, go back and look at Jason Witten's tape before coming into the NFL. Look at him in college and look at Dalton Schultz. I mean, they look extremely similar. What Jason Witten is so good at is he's good at playing that backyard style of football, running the option route, meaning, you know, he has the option to break in, to break out, or to go deep, based on the leverage of the nearest defender to him. Jason Witten is a phenomenal blocker. He has great body control. He has great balance. And I'm just telling you, everything that I see from Jason Witten, it's like I'm seeing a carbon copy of that in Dalton Schultz. Dalton Schultz is not going to go until probably the fourth to fifth round. And to me, he's NFL ready. And if a team, you know, can work him into the option route, I'm telling you, this guy is gonna be very good. Jason Witten, another thing he's good at with that option route is just finding space between those zone defenders, being a great blocker. I mean, this guy does all of that, and they look so similar to me that it just, to me, you know, I feel like we could be seeing, you know, another type of player like that here. You could say it's a big gamble because I'm talking about a guy that could be drafted in the fourth and fifth round. But I'm telling you, you know, I think outside of Hayden Hurst, he's the best tight end in this draft. And, you know, I believe that he could easily end up being the very best pro and someone who goes late and absolutely changes a team for so many years. And you know, even looking at Jason Witten right now, you know, his football intelligence of making split-second decisions to know, you know, what the linebackers and safeties are doing and run that option route properly. I mean, he's still finding space between zone defenders today and doing a lot of the same stuff. Even though he's lost a lot of that elite speed, he's still doing that. And when I look at Dalton Schultz, that is exactly what I see. And that is why he is my number one projected biggest draft steal. Again, that is Dalton Schultz, the tight end from Stanford. All right, on the next episode of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast, I am going to give you another list, my top 10 list for the most NFL-ready college prospects entering this year's NFL draft. Until next time, I am Steve the Scout, signing off.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.